The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Andrew!
Hello!
Welcome in!
Hi!
We were supposed to do this solo, but then you came in. You're like, I gotta get something off my chest. What is it?
Oh, I well,
go ahead.
Literally!
Don't be nervous, Andrew. We talked about this on the way here.
I got a big question to ask you
guys. Go ahead. Speak closely. Here's the mic.
I got a big question to ask you guys.
Go ahead.
It's been weighing heavy on my chest.
I know. This is an emergency podcast just for you.
I had to see you... I see my brother and my godfather.
Okay. Okay. Yes, my godchild.
Can I have some Skittles from the back of the room?
No, Andrew. Those have been there for over a year.
It's been here for at least 70 episodes.
There's not even a top.
Also, that is not what you wanted to say. Okay.
Andrew, there's not even a top. Whoa, he ate it. Are you going to actually swallow it? No, I don't want it.
No, I'm good.
Anyway, I wasn't supposed to be here today. But
now you're here.
I'm not here.
No, you are.
Carry on.
Okay, let's talk about your situation, okay? Because this past weekend, we were just talking about, like...
You talk about how itchy...
This is black underneath it. It's green, but... Okay, what?
You talk about... Remember you said it's, like, really itchy? You don't know what to do. You don't remember?
As your godfather... Be careful, dog. Be careful. Seriously, like...
What are we talking about right now?
We don't have to talk about it. We can tell you don't want to break it. We can move on.
All right. How's Alana, dude?
Call her up. Call her up.
Okay.
No, seriously, though.
Put on FaceTime.
Like, I am rooting for you two.
Me too.
I don't know if... Because you told...
Roy.
What?
Alandrew?
That's what's up, bro. Godfather approved, baby.
There you go.
I don't have Wi-Fi. I was on FaceTime.
No, there's no Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
You're lucky. You can't just call regular.
Yeah.
Why? We want to. Okay, I don't even know what she sounds like except for all her YouTube videos and Instagram videos and stuff. He's calling.
What are you gonna
say? Just say you're on the podcast.
Hello.
Hey, mom. You're on the podcast.
Oh man.
Again?
Yeah.
He's avoiding a question, but it's okay. Miss you.
Miss you too.
Okay, thanks, mom.
What was the question is?
We're asking about his.
How did you know?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
He was supposed to call her, and he called you. We said call mom. We said call the girl you love the most in the world, and we thought it was gonna be Alana. It was you.
Oh, so. That's so nice.
That's
so nice.
He just hung up.
That's.
This is my favorite podcast ever, I think. It's so random. I don't know what's going to happen next.
It's a good time. Maybe you should be a permanent member of the podcast.
My gosh.
Yeah, if we pay you monthly, you get about $100 a month. I mean, you owe us $100 a month. Here we go. I made some grapes.
What the
Those
heck?
TikTok frozen grape things. Here.
For me to eat or for the dogs to eat?
For you to eat.
Oh. Is it sour?
Yeah, because it's
sour.
I don't want you to eat Skittles. You're going to die, bro. So this is like the frozen grapes with the sour.
I think I've had this, but you made it? They do this, but with like, man, my mouth is watering. I didn't even eat it yet. They do this with mangoes, with strawberries.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I forgot what it's called.
I broke the shell. It is more grape underneath.
Yeah, no. You're good.
Oh, okay. I thought it was supposed to be.
You like pucker up, and then you get a nice little grape in the middle.
You made that?
For good.
A video or just because you're bored?
No, it's TikTok.
This is how you make the frozen grape. Get some malic acid, freeze the grape, some lime.
That is so good. And I'm glad it wasn't fully frozen because I hate frozen stuff on my teeth. That was a perfect experience.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Here, try the lemon flavor.
You might like it.
What? Lemon?
Thank you.
It's better than the expired Skittles, am I right?
This looks like my first home.
How?
Embryo. It was yellow like this. And that's why I came out Asian. It's so good. If you give me a whole bag, I would eat it all, even though my tongue would be torn up.
No way.
I'd still eat it, yeah.
Damn. I'll make you a bag.
Is there a lot of sugar in it?
No.
Oh, good.
It's more malic acid than sugar.
I like it. Oh, yeah.
My hands are sticky now.
Lick them.
No.
Give it to the dog.
All right. So how's it been? It's been 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Anything happened interesting?
Life's been rough, brother.
In the past 2 weeks?
Since I saw you? This year. I feel like this year I just keep getting kicked down.
Mm.
All I want to do with my life is get married and have kids. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm running towards that. And like it's like an anime scene where I'm running towards it. I'm reaching for it.
Yeah.
And then, the camera zooms out and I'm on one of those moving sidewalks from the airport. And it's moving a little bit faster than I can run. And I'm trying not to lose stamina. That's my life right now.
That's life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, if it's linear, it's too easy.
I just need you to sneak into that airport and break the moving sidewalk. Just like jam it.
Me?
So I can, yeah, so it stops going backwards.
But I'm the one making it faster. Okay, I'll do my best.
Do you think this could be like your most difficult year?
Yep.
Most difficult ever.
Probably this year. Last year was the second hardest year of my life. This year is the hardest year of my life.
Mm.
Financially, physically,
emotion?
I guess. You know, I feel like if anybody else had to deal with what I've been dealing with, I'm not going to get into it, but I feel like they would crack. They would crumble. They would snap.
Mm.
So I'm surprised how okay I am even after everything.
Why do you
gone
think
down.
That is? What makes you so resilient?
I think
resilient?
It's because when I became successful early, that was just lucky. I feel like I'm a nobody. I'm not anybody special. I'm not this famous big YouTuber that everybody says I am. I feel like I'm just not in a bad way nobody. I'm just like not famous.
Mm. Yeah.
But I just got lucky. And so now everybody sees me as famous. But I've never felt famous. I've always felt like this North Carolina kid. So I think when I got everything, I was like, oh, cool. And when I lost everything, I was like, oh, I'm back to what I originally was. Mm. So I think that's probably what it is.
Oh, first of all, it's not luck, bro. I don't think it's luck. Okay, think about it like this. You put yourself in a position where you find luck.
Yeah.
And you found it.
Yeah.
I didn't find you.
I think, yeah, somebody said luck is like 90% hard work and 10% luck is what luck is.
Yeah.
You just put yourself in a position, yeah, like you said.
Where you find luck. So I think most of it is, I guess,
being in the right spot at the right time and kind of like capitalizing on luck.
Yeah. I also think, at least this is what I've been telling myself, is I'm striving so hard and all I've ever wanted. And if you followed my YouTube journey, my vlogs, everything, you know all I want is to find the one. And I found the one.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is get married, have a wedding she deserves, and get a house and have a kid and start my family. And I feel like this is what I'm meant to do. But God's like, okay, I'm going to give you this, but I'm going to make you work harder than you've ever worked for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's happening.
He said, whoop.
Yeah.
And then everything down.
He said.
And then like your previous years, this is up and that's down.
Yeah.
So I have to find this.
Yep.
That's I think that's crazy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. The best way to move forward is to start from the beginning. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Yeah.
I stopped streaming. I texted you.
You're done?
I probably stream once a month.
Yeah, once a month.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a schedule. I feel like that's pushed on people. You don't have to have a schedule.
Yeah.
Andrew was talking about Twitching, and I was like, dude, Jake Weber is a friend of ours. He does, like, randomly, he'll find a new item at Erewhon, get in his car, for 30 minutes he streams it, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I was like, so you could tell people, hey, go follow me on Twitch. You don't even have to subscribe because I don't even know what I'm posting. But if you want some extra content, I'll be on there every once in a while.
Yeah.
And that'd be cool.
Yeah. So I'm just glad I gave it a shot. But then I realized it's not for me, man. Like,
yeah.
I can't be on, like, even if it's 30 minutes. I feel like that's a lot of, like, pressure or whatever.
Yeah.
But what I started to
what I started to do recently that I missed and enjoyed is editing my own videos. Ooh. It's been so long.
On YouTube?
On YouTube.
What? So that's what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, just games. But if you watch the gameplays and my edits, I'm like, whoa. I forgot how good I was at editing.
Oh, yeah, you're so good.
I was like, whoa, I can just add this,
you
add this.
You edited like crazy. Scale. For 10 years, you edited.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
Our videos, yeah.
So it's nice, because editing, you can't... Editing is something that no one can replicate.
Yeah,
just because it's like you. It's like how you tell your story.
It's your decisions. Every little clip is your decision.
For real.
Yeah. You could have the best editor in the world and another editor, and he can't fully replicate. He can make the same style, but he's not gonna make every single decision you made.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna do that for now, see what happens. Like I said, the best way to move forward is start from the beginning. So what did I start? Gaming videos. Let's do there. We wanna talk about today's sponsor of the video. Woo! Woo! Today's sponsor is editmyvideosnow.com. That's what we use to get our videos edited done. So if you wanna get your videos edited, they're really good friends of ours, and they really do so well editing the videos. They edited guava juice videos, spice fruit videos,
wasabi
productions,
videos too. Your videos, Aaron's videos.
They do an amazing
job.
They
do so many YouTubers. It's like it's a whole army of editors over there.
Yeah.
So if you need somebody, and the great thing is they're in the Philippines. So when I used to daily vlog, I would send them footage at like midnight before I go to sleep, and I would wake up and the first draft was done right when I wake up at 8 a.m. Because that's like freaking 5 p.m.
And it's not like your simple like cut and paste.
Yeah.
They just add like little flares in there. They know pacing and everything. So
storytelling.
Trust us. Please, if you need videos edited, editmyvideosnow.com.
You were streaming gaming videos. Now you're not streaming those. You're just filming you play them off stream.
I'm filming
off stream.
Play them off stream.
And then
like maximize my performance playing it.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Wait, I can go all out. I take breaks when I need
edit. And you don't have to be on all the time because you can edit it out. This is the boring part. I'm just going to get through it.
But,
and
then, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm just good at, like, trying new things and adapting. And that's where I am right now.
Nice. So, yeah, and it's good. You have the foundation for streaming anyways now. So you can always go back to it whenever you want.
Exactly.
It's not going to go anywhere.
I gained a new skill by streaming. So that's where I am.
Wow.
You should do one time, vlog and then edit it yourself.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
For, like, the first year, it was rough.
No, do it again.
Do it again.
Well, it was mostly cut and paste. Like, I didn't do all the fancy stuff because I just, like, I'm not.
Exactly.
I could learn it.
That's why people love that.
It's you.
That's you. That's
personified.
I think about it.
Just do one.
I hate editing, actually. But.
Yeah, let's do one.
I got. Yeah, it would take a while to get remember, but it sounds cool. I'm happy
just
for
try
you.
Just one, dude. Huh?
How about we make a channel? You edit, I write.
How about you eat one of this, and then you eat this.
I don't want it.
Why?
You can have it.
That's good.
There we go. All right. Anyway, that's my suggestion. How about you? How's YouTube life? First stream life.
I don't stream that much. I haven't posted a video in 73 days.
73 days?
Did?
Oh, yeah, I did post a video. Never mind. Ignore that.
But he did skip.
Like 73 days.
2.5 months.
But now I'm back.
What are you making nowadays?
I don't know.
He just making money and breaking hearts, baby. My guy.
There it is.
I've been trying to work out again.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this Oura Ring. Thank you. Birthday present last year.
Yeah, buddy.
So, like, it says, your activity goal is, like, 350. That's what it's supposed to be.
Sure.
And I've been working out so much in the last week.
Yep.
That I triple it every day.
Dang!
I'm like, whoa!
That's why. That's good.
I don't know.
Is that healthy?
I don't know. I guess I'm just going till I break. Keep going till I break. I don't know.
Yeah. That's always been you.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Killing it.
Just go till you die.
Hey, if you're not dead,
you're doing
you're
it
not
wrong.
Living.
True.
Alex.
Dude. No. Okay, let's not get political, but I have a crazy fact.
Okay.
Everybody should do research. You should know what's going on.
Sure.
You know all the crazy stuff happening in LA.
Ice.
Oh, man.
Baby. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's crazy, right? We're not going to talk about it. Whatever. But it got me thinking.
Sure.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to be an adult. I'm going to research my own thing. And I thought of this question and I asked ChatGPT. And what they gave me back, I was like, no way.
Okay, go ahead.
Deporting.
Mm-hmm.
I said, out of the last 5 presidents during their term, how many people did they deport? And I was like, I don't know. I just want to know. Like, I'm not saying like I'm against anything, for anything, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just want to know the facts.
Yep.
Joe Biden, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
How many people did he deport?
Like 3 million, maybe?
700,000.
Oh.
Trump, in his 4 years before Biden, how many?
700,000.
1.2 million.
Okay.
Before that, Obama, 8 year term.
1.2 million?
3.2 million.
Okay.
Before that, George Washington.
That's.
Wait, is that right?
George Bush.
Hey, come on, guys.
Come on. 2 million.
Yes. And Bill Clinton, 1993 to 2001, 8 year term.
2 million.
12 million. 12 million people. I was like, what happened in the 90s?
Yeah.
What? Uh-huh. That sounds like that. I feel like he spent all 8 years just like, go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How many people do you think George Washington?
George Washington, I don't, he was right before Bill Clinton, right?
No.
It was after Abe.
He was after Abraham Lincoln.
Like right after?
Yeah.
You don't know. You guys don't know.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was crazy.
That
I was
is
like,
crazy.
Dang, it's crazy that crazy. Like.
But I they didn't use freaking military to deport people.
I don't even know.
That's
maybe.
A thing.
It's maybe. Crazy.
It's
no
wild.
Idea.
Yo, shout out to all the immigrants.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an immigrant.
It's good.
Are you? I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm an immigrant. You? Parents are immigrants. Yeah, yeah, man.
Give me your papers. No, I was kidding.
Oh, what?
No.
Yeah.
But let's not talk about it. It's going to be too crazy.
It might be too crazy.
Yeah, it might be too crazy.
Well, shout out to all immigrants.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
If it was up to us, yeah, we stay.
I wish I could say more. I want to say more.
Yeah. But anything you say gets somebody mad. Crazy world we live in.
Yeah.
Let's move to Mars. Would you go?
No.
If it was free to go to another planet.
No.
And you could bring everybody you ever met.
Absolutely
and your family
not.
And your friends.
Nope.
Nah.
And.
Nah. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Earth is beautiful.
What if you could fly?
No.
I'd be so bored. I'd be like, oh, that's all I got. I'm so lonely. I'm going to be in the middle of the sky lonely.
No, you're not there. No, I said all your friends and family and everybody you've ever met will be there.
That's too boring. What if they get in a fight?
Yep.
True. No new people either. You're like, dang, I already met you.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah. Oh, you're boring, bro. What's life?
What have you been doing? Like, there's nothing new? No, it's just normal day? Just you quit streaming? What do you do now that you're not streaming other than...
Film a video. Dude, editing takes a while.
How often are you posting on YouTube?
I just started last week. I posted Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Yeah.
Dang. Three days in a row?
Yeah, I just kind of, just to feel the air, to see what I got to improve so I can see all the analytics and like, oh, delete
well, with the, with that type of editing.
Yeah.
How long, does it take longer or?
Depends on the gameplay. The first one took 12 hours, which is a while. But it was fun. It goes by quick.
Editing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then once I figure that out, it probably takes at least 5 hours.
And were the three videos are three separate games?
Yeah.
And they're around 10 hours each to edit?
No, the first one was 10 hours.
Okay.
Just because I was rusty.
Oh, okay.
Just trying
to
figure it out. But then the second one was 5 hours.
The other one was five?
Yeah.
And the other one was five?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, but then how long do you play? An hour?
Yeah.
So it's 3 hours plus 10, that's 13, plus 10 more, the five and the five, that's 23 hours, and you knocked out three videos. That's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm just trying to, you know, figure it out, you know? We're lucky to be where I am, so I'm just going to take advantage of my time.
Do that.
Kill it.
Do that, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Get it did.
Yep.
So I heard Chopper learned something from her girlfriend.
Bro, okay, here we go.
His girlfriend's... Oh,
here we go. So, you know, Coda.
Yep.
Alexis's dog, your girlfriend's dog, loves to fetch. And when we were taking care of Coda during Thanksgiving break last year, we had her for like a week. Chopper really likes imitating other dogs. And the one thing Coda really, really loves to do is freaking...
She's addicted.
That's not even like it's higher than
it's
addiction.
It's higher, whatever. Yeah, it's like a obsession. She every single day, if I'm sitting down, there's a ball next to me.
Oh my gosh!
All every day for my whole life.
Well, guess what? She taught Chopper.
Look at him.
He's doing the stare that.
Look.
She gives me the ball and she stares at me for like an hour until I throw it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, there you go. All done.
And he pushed it towards me.
Bro. That was accurate, though.
It's Andrew.
Yeah. It's Andrew.
Come on.
You know.
Yeah, anyways, it's cool. It's cute. It was cute for the first, like, week.
And then, you know, in the middle of the night, you just feel a ball in your head.
Really?
Like, yes.
She just, like, just nudge it.
I'm like, oh, my God, dude. Go to sleep.
You wake up with a ball in your hand.
Yeah. That doesn't sometimes happen to me. I would put it, like, in the nightstand next to the bed. Yeah. And I guess, like, well, when we were sleeping, he would just kind of go to the nightstand and, like, stretch over and grab it and then just push it to our faces.
That does not happen to me.
No way.
Only when I'm awake. I'll be in bed, yes, but only if I'm awake. Because I think, oh, I bet he'll realize that that's not, you never throw it at night, so.
But that's where we are. It's cool. I think it's very cute.
And it is cute, but I would definitely get a handle on it. At least talk to a trainer and be like, yo, what do I do so it doesn't become, all the time?
He used to bark whenever I don't throw it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's better. No, yeah, anymore.
Then we taught him not to. Now he just waits patiently. He would wait for 30 minutes sometimes.
It's crazy.
Yeah, dogs are funny, man.
Dang. Well, there you go.
Chopper.
Oh, that's cute. Look at the little nose pump. Look, boom. Oh, they can't even see it, but that's cool.
Oh, man.
It's been like a weird tradition. Every time Andrew comes to town, I get invited to a premiere and I bring him. We went to Bad Boys 4.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to Ballerina, the John Wick sequel.
Uh-huh.
It was surprisingly good.
Yeah?
Not as good as John Wick, but as good as it could be.
Okay.
I was like, dang, I like. Is like amazing. Cool. Of course, nothing's going to beat John Wick, but it was really good sequel. I was like, oh, but Bad Boys 4 was better.
Yeah?
Bad Boys 4. Have you seen it?
I've never seen any Bad Boys.
I have never seen any of the Bad Boys, but I saw Bad Boys 4. And Will Smith was sitting right behind us.
No way.
And it was so good. I don't know if it's because Will was behind us. Maybe if we watched, if Keanu was behind us.
John, Keanu was what was.
He was there, but he wasn't behind us.
Might have been.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
Was he still as cool as when we first saw him?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Less frail, though.
Less frail?
Yeah.
More healthy.
I don't know. But remember when we first met him, he just seemed very like fragile.
Yeah, like old
and,
man.
And like, he's like, hey, I'm Keanu. Yeah, maybe, and that was, what is that, 15 years ago?
Maybe
10
something
years
traumatic
ago?
Happened before we met him.
Yeah, maybe he just, maybe he was sick or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Jet lag, I don't know.
When we went to Bad Boys 4,
yeah,
that was like a year ago or something. He comes every summer. And then we afterwards were like, okay, cool, that was cool. Like Will Smith walked by, Martin Lawrence walked by, that was cool. And then it was so good that we both had to pee really bad, but we didn't want to miss the movie. So we're like, oh, so finally, the movie's done. We're like, okay, cool. We're the first ones out of the theater because we got to pee.
Yeah.
We get to one bathroom next to the door. It's full.
Mm.
Those lines. We're like, shit. I was like, Andrew, it's okay. I go to the theater all the time. I know this one over here. It's like a back one. He's like, okay. So we both start running down the hall to that bathroom. I get ahead of Andrew because I'm so much faster and stronger and older.
Okay,
I get ahead of him, and then I'm like, oh! And then Andrew tries to run by me, and I'm like, no!
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what? I was like, you're going to get tackled. And he's like, what? Why? Because Martin Lawrence was going in the bathroom, and his security was standing at the door, and we were about to run past him. And I was like, oh, no, Andrew, you're going to get caught! Because that's what security does. They tackle you. They think we're going for him.
Yeah.
But we really just got to pee. So we just did that. And then we talked to his wife for a little bit.
We did?
Yeah, the lady that we were talking to out the door.
Yeah,
she's like, "Did you like the movie?"
Oh my God, boy, it's the guy!
Hey. We gotta.
It's the guy from Mind's Eye. Oh my God!
Oh, it's 4:20.
Nice.
So I freaking wrecked my car, right?
Oh yes.
I took it to the body shop. I was late to the podcast. Sorry.
It's okay.
In the Uber, I have to drop my car off. I was like, hey, sir. He's like, hi.
He was like that.
I said, you want to hear a song I made with my girlfriend?
Well, you showed him your song?
Yeah. And he's like, sure. And I played it for him. And he's like, oh, my God. And I was like, what? And he was like, you're amazing. I was like, what? And he's like, dude, full honesty. I got so into that song, I missed the exit.
Like,
damn, man, I really got to get somewhere. And he was like, I'm so sorry. That was such a good song. Like, he's like, dude, you got to, like, he's like, are you a musician? I was like, no. And he's like, what? And he's like, you wrote that. I was like, yeah. And he's like, you sang that. And I was like, yeah, me and my girlfriend sang it. We wrote it. And he's like, take that around LA. You're in LA. Like, you're going to be famous. And I was like, dude. Okay. Are you like playing? Andrew's laughing.
I was there. It sounds like he's bragging right now, but he's underselling it.
Yeah.
He was even more excited in the car.
He was freaking out. He was amazed.
No way.
He thought we were Jonas Brothers, he said.
Yeah, he said, you guys have the look. You guys are going to be famous. I was like, he's not even on the song. And he was like, you have to go on America's Got Talent. You have to. You have to tell them the story. You have to tell them why you made that song, why you composed it. You're going to be a famous composer. And I was like, I got to get to the podcast, man. I just wanted to show you the song.
Yeah. He was freaking
dang,
out.
Dang, bro. You didn't like mess with them even more? I would have been the type of guy who would mess with them even more, man.
Like, what did you say?
I don't know. I'd be like, yeah, thanks, man. I am the composer. You know, when I was 5,
I lost both my arms.
Like, my name is actually originally Beethoven, but I changed it because I got too famous. Like,
yeah. Now it's just Roy.
No, but I was like, dude, like, it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, how amazed he was. I was like sweating. I was like, oh, thanks, man. And then just sweating and nervous. I was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
But I'm really excited for the song to come out.
When is it coming out?
End of June at your place.
Oh, okay.
Well, because I don't have the funds to do a crazy music video like the one you were in a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to do a simple, just sing into the camera song and hopefully people like it. And then I think I'm going to mix it since it won't be very long. I'll mix it. I'll like show the like in the studio. I've been vlogging it.
Yeah.
And like singing it, recording the vocals, writing it. Mm-hmm. And then end the video with the song.
Ooh, you're gonna edit just it? So you're gonna edit it?
No way.
Just kidding.
No way. So I'll okay. Probably, I'm gonna try to hit 8 minutes because that's what you gotta do. Do you still gotta do that?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I mean, so, if it's like an hour, that's better.
I really freaking love this song.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
I heard it. I liked it too. And that's the scratch version. Yeah, you showed me. Like,
oh, the scratch version. Yeah.
You got the full version already?
No, not yet.
Okay.
We didn't even do the vocals yet.
Okay.
I hope people like it because I kind of want to do more. Maybe that guy's right. Maybe he's a fortune teller. He's like freaking Uncle Iroh.
He was Asian, too.
Bro.
And like, I'm tough.
Oh, he was?
He was Asian.
He was super Asian.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like, what's your name? I said, Wasabi. He's like, oh, Japanese? I said, no, Filipino. He's like, He didn't make that face, but he was like, oh, when he thought I was Japanese, he got excited. I was like, oh, no. And then he slowed down. And we're only 10 minutes away. This is a 10-minute ride. This is all in heaven. He slowed down after missing the exit. He got back on track. And then he slowed down because he wanted to show us his daughter's song in Korea covering...
She was amazing.
Creole Summer. Really? Yeah, it was really good.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, man, I got a freaking pack. I gotta go. I was like, there's 3 grown muscular men waiting for me. And one of them's way better looking than the other one, but I'm not gonna say who.
Oh shit. Oh,
fight.
I think it's Leo. I think it's Leo.
You got it.
This is Leo. I would definitely kiss that guy.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm so glad Monette graciously let us do borrow the set.
Mm.
Because I said, hey, exchange. Let's exchange. She's like, exchange what? I was like, I got a proposition. Me and Alexis made this song. It's the first time we ever made a song together. It's a banger. How about we film my YouTube video? I only need like 3 minutes. The song's only 3 minutes. And we film it there. But also, we do an acoustic version never before done for this song, for our first song ever, for your best friend and your... What am I to her?
A stranger?
Yeah, to a stranger and your best friend... And we could do the acoustic version for Tiny Plant Room. So it would be a cool little collab. And she was like, yes, immediately. It's like, yes. I was so nervous.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about how to ask her for like 2 weeks. I was like, I don't want her to think I'm trying to use her set.
Uh-huh.
Just be like, hey, like, it's mine now.
Oh,
it's mine.
Yeah.
No.
She definitely thinks that. Well, she's too nice. She's too nice to like be like, oh, wait. Yeah.
But I just, it's just nice. It's good times.
Oh, man, you're slow. You're making me want to make my EP album real quick.
Oh, yeah. You said emo, right?
Yeah.
You think full on emo or like emo vibes?
More like Midwest emo.
Like Never Shout Never, like
Yeah. I like that.
We'll see.
Andrew is Gen Z, so he doesn't have the bandwidth or attention to make it through a whole podcast episode, so we're gonna end it right here. But before we go.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day, everybody. Short one today. Just want to see how the AVD goes and the watch time.
Yeah, thanks for half an episode, Andrew.
I didn't even... Okay, I'm going to go take a nap.
With who?
Mom.